弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢神，我们能够在主日一同来到神的面前来敬拜。
And thank God that on Sunday, that we can come together and worship our God.
今天早上在这边直播崇拜服事的弟兄姐妹们，我们都在聚会前会有一个祷告。
And this morning, our skeleton crew here that serves on the live stream ministry, before we begin, we always gather together in prayer.
我在祷告的时候，我就知道我们有这样的一个福分，能够在这边一起聚会。
And it's such a blessing that during this time that we can still gather together here.
一方面是同工们都是带着这个感恩的心，能够服侍弟兄姐妹。
And all the co-workers are filled with thanksgiving that we can serve the brothers and sisters.
但是我们心里面也知道，我们能够在我们的这个教会实际的与弟兄姐妹们在一起聚会的时候，心中是有一种真的说是在灵里面一种说不出的一种愉悦。
And also that we can gather together face to face here is also just a
unspeakable
pleasure. Yeah.
但同时呢，就想到弟兄姐妹们一般都是在家庭里面，也已经好几个月了，已经五个月没有能够见到教会的弟兄姐妹们，没有能够主日的时候聚集在一起，不但是看到人，更是能够听见彼此用诗歌赞美神能够在主里面有这种实际的这种亲密感，我们知道弟兄姐妹们是很向往的。
And at the same time, we know that the families that are at home have stayed home for months now, and it is also, I know that you all want have the urge to come back very soon to gather together and also hear each other's praises and singing that we offer up to the Lord.
一个爱神的人，爱主耶稣基督的人，就是要愿意跟主的肢体弟兄姐妹们聚在一起，然后来敬拜神，这是自然的。
A born again believer that follows Jesus, it is very natural for them to want to gather together with other believers.
如果不能的话，就是不自然的。
If you don't have that urge or that desire, or you don't get to do it, then that's unnatural.
就像鱼出了水一样。
It's as if a fish is out of the water.
所以我们知道这我们现在所面对的这个情形，不是只是在生活一般生活上面好像比较困难拘谨或受限制。
So it's not only constraints or challenges or restrictions that we have in daily life.
我们知道这个对我们的精神，甚至对我们属灵的生命是有一种压迫感。
And we know that we are feeling the pressure and the stress in our spirit and in our minds. Yeah.
所以我们在这边服侍的弟兄姐妹，我们小心翼翼的，我们知道这是神的一种特别的祝福，但是我们小心翼翼的服侍弟兄姐妹们，我们也一起祷告，弟兄姐妹们，我们一起祷告，寻求神的心意。什么时候让教会能够再开始有实体的聚会？
So in this small group here, and along with all the brothers and sisters, we're hoping and we're praying that eventually, very soon, we can all gather together back at church to worship.
我们要有神的供应。
We need to have the provision of God.
我们需要神的保护。
And the protection of God.
我们要神让我们在信心里面。在他的话语上面能够建立的稳。
And that we can stand firm in our faith in God and in his word and his promises.
然后我们弟兄姐妹们，我们整个教会就可以齐心的迈步跟随主。
So that the church can together in unison walk along with our Lord Jesus.
但是我们最感谢神的是我们在灵里面彼此相交。
But what we're more thankful for is that we can have fellowship in the spirit.
空间跟距离对人来讲是一种局限，可是呢，对神来讲，在属灵的世界当中是没有局限的。
And we're restricted in space and distance, but in the spiritual realm, there is no limitation.
所以我们也常常鼓励弟兄姐妹们，特别在主日的时候，你不论是用简信或者是用 YouTube 上面的这个交谈的这个功能，我们弟兄姐妹们彼此问安，彼此能够展现我们的爱心和关心。
So that we encourage brothers and sisters, either if it's through email, text, or chat on the live stream YouTube site, so that we can encourage each other and greet each other.
那我们今天呢，继续我们这个主日的解经证道系列，我们是在哥林多前书。
And this morning we will continue our study of 1 Corinthians.
那今天呢，我们就讲第一章第四到第九节。
And we'll go over chapter 1, verse 4 to 9.
在新整本新约的圣经里面，
In the whole New Testament,
我们知道保罗所写的这个内容是占绝大多数的。
We know that the majority of the New Testament are letters written by Paul.
而在保罗所写的所有的书信当中，三分之二的篇幅就是在哥林多前后书。
And two-thirds of that is recorded in 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
所以我们看见保罗，他当然这封书信最早写的直接的是给在哥林多的信徒。
And we know that the intended audience is for the believers in the city of Corinth.
但是他也知道他所写的这个信是会需要被在各个教会在各地需要传阅的，这 circular letter.
But this letter is also a circular letter intended for to be read by all the churches around.
所以从一个层面来看，我们可以看见保罗对哥林多这样的一个教会和在这个哥林多教会的信徒的身上，他是有多么的投入，有多么的这个爱心，有多少的爱心。
So we can see from this letter how much love Paul has poured into these letters for.
同样的，我们也看见圣，因为是圣灵感动的保罗，把神自己的心意写出来。我们看见神对像在哥林多这样的一个教会和像在哥林多这样的信徒的身上，他有多少的这个心意和多少的爱心。
But through the leading of the Spirit, for Paul to write this letter, we can see the love and care that he poured out in this letter.
哥林多是当时在罗马帝国当中的一个很重要的一个大城重镇。
The city of Corinth was a major city during that time in the Roman Empire.
而哥林多这个城市跟保罗之前所去过许许多多传福音的城市有一些独特的地方。
And there are special characteristics or distinctions of the city of Corinth compared to other cities that Paul had visited.During his ministry,
而这些许多不同的这个特点呢、啊，事实上就是跟我们今天所处在特别我们可以说像是在洛杉矶这样一个大都会里面的这个居民是有很多相关联的。
And this distinction is similar to a church in Los Angeles.
保罗在哥林多传福音的时候。他在那边待了很久。
Paul stayed in the city of Corinth to share the gospel for quite a long time.
他在那边待了18个月。
He stayed there for about 18 months.
在那之前，他所去过的许许多多的城市，在那边传的福音，他就是去几周甚至几个月。
And throughout the other cities during his missionary trip, he only stayed for a few weeks.
如果你们还记得我们前几年讲到帖撒罗尼迦前后书的时候，我们讲到保罗只有在帖撒罗尼迦可能待了几个月，两三个月而已。
If you remember about a year ago when we studied the book of the First and Second Thessalonians, if you remember, Paul only stayed there for just a couple of months.
保罗在哥林多这个大城里面，他待了十八个月。
But Paul stayed in this major city for 18 months.
讲到他对当地的人他的一种投入，还有他的这个给予。
And it speaks of his offering of himself and all the love that he poured into to that believers in that city.
可是同时的，从另外一个角度来说，也可以说到是因为他在哥林多里面传福音的对象。对神的救恩，对主耶稣基督的福音，可能要花更多的功夫，才能够带到他们的生命里面。
But from another perspective, it may be that Paul needed to spend more time and effort in sharing the gospel to the people in the city.
保罗一开始蒙召去传福音的时候，他许许多多首先传福音的对象是犹太人。
When he was called by the Lord, the audience of the gospel were the Jews.
他每到一个城有犹太人聚集的地方，他就去犹太人的会堂，然后在那边对犹太人传主耶稣基督的福音。
And he would go into these cities and enter into the Jewish temples to preach the gospel.
犹太人虽然不明白那时候不了解主耶稣基督的救恩，可是他们对神、对耶和华、对在旧约里面神所赐给人的这种信仰观念，这些犹太人是有的。
So although the Jewish people did not understand that Jesus was the Messiah and the Savior, but they did understand the Old Testament andJehovah as their God.
可是当他到了哥林多的时候，哥林多是一个文化复杂、人种背景复杂、一个在这个物质上面和这个娱乐上面是最先进的一个城市。
But as he entered into the city of Corinth, that was a city that was diverse in background and in culture, and is more advanced in some of the cultural trends and in entertainment. They were just more advanced in those areas.
在当地的人，在圣经里面称为外邦人，就是非犹太人。他们对耶和华这位神，他们没有认识，没有了解。
So the people in the city of Corinth were the Gentiles, and they did not know Jehovah God.
所以当他们听到耶稣这个名字的时候，他们不会去想到哦，有一位耶和华神是创造宇宙万物的，然后是领埃及这个以色列人出埃及的，是一个信实的神，是一个是一个圣洁的神，他们毫无概念。
So when they hear of the name of Jesus, they have no understanding or relation to Jehovah God that has led the Israelites out of Egypt and is the creator.
你看是不是像我们今天我们教会很像？
Is that similar to the church today?
我们从小到大受到的教育，我们所经历到的这个学习或人与人之间交谈，我们怎么会去读一个犹太人的故事，犹太人的历史，然后去研究以色列人的这个宗教呢？不会的。
So today, as we're in school and we're educated, we would never start to think about Jehovah God or talk about the story of the Israelites.
但是今天我们来到了这个城市。
But today we entered into this city.
我们神用不同的方式带领我们进入了教会。
And God, through various methods, has led us into the church.
我们认识了主耶稣基督。
And we came to know our Lord Jesus.
我们有机会听到他的福音。
And we have the opportunity to listen to hear of the gospel.
我们开始了解到原来我们的生命是有一个方向，是有一个意义的。
And then we come to understand that our life actually has a purpose.
我们开始认识了解到这个生命的宝贵是因为神的创造和神所赋予给我们的价值。
And we come to know the value of life because life is given by our God.
然后我们就经历到主耶稣基督对我们的爱，对我们的怜悯，对我们的供应。
And we can experience the love and the mercy and the provisions of God.
然后我们开始读神的话。
And then we come to read His word.
我们开始了解神的话。
And we can understand His word.
我们开始遵行神的话。
And we follow God's word.
然后我们就经历神的话。
And we can experience His word.
然后我们就看见神的祝福和他的爱在我们的生命当中是永流不绝的。
And we see the blessings and the love that overflows into our life.
哥林多的信徒，他们的经历就跟我们非常的相似。
So the believers in Corinth have very similar experiences as we did.
所以当我们弟兄姐妹，当我们一起在神的话语面前，然后我们来看学习哥林多前后书的时候。
So when we come before His word and we look at the believers in Corinth,
我们应该是非常的能够在灵里面对他产生共鸣的。
So that we can relate to them in the spirit.
哥林多前后书里面讲到许许多多一个信徒，一个圣徒在生命上面怎么样来认识神，经历神。
So, and it talks about how a believer or a saint can experience God.
同样的讲到当信徒们聚集在一起成为主耶稣基督的身体，成为教会的时候，是一个有怎么样一个呈现，能够在这个世上见证神的美好。
It also talks about how the body of believers comes together to manifest the testimony to this world.
所以我们来看哥林多前后书的时候，心里面事实上是非常的一个兴奋的。
So in our hearts, we should be filled with excitement when we study these two books.
我们很期待的神的灵怎么样借着他的话语来喂养我的生命。
And we anticipate how God's word will nourish our spiritual life.
上周刘长老带领我们看第一章到第一节到第三节。
Last week, Pastor Alex led us through the first verses, verse 1 through 3.
他提醒我们基督徒在神的面前被称为圣徒。
And he reminds us that believers in Christ are referred to as saints.
圣徒不是你因为有了丰功伟业或者对教会福音有很多贡献然后已经死了很久的人才叫做圣徒啊。
So saints are not just people that do a lot of good deeds or they've lived a holy life and they're called saints.
Yeah, or and contributed to the church or the gospel and then have died for many years and then they're considered saints, right? 因为哥林多前书保罗写的对象是活生生的基督徒，他说你们是成圣的。
And this is because the audience that Paul was writing to were alive and well at the time.
只要是罪得赦免因信奉主耶稣基督的名而得救过生活的人就是圣洁的人。
A person that has been redeemed by Jesus and follows Jesus are called saints.
而一个圣徒就是属神的人。
And a saint is someone that belongs to God.
因为他属神，所以他成为圣洁的。
Because they belong to God, so then that's why they are holy.
They're sanctified.
They're sanctified.
Yeah. Another word, being holy, right? 因为成圣或者是圣洁 ,sanctify 或 holy 的意思就是分别出来了。
So the meaning behind being sanctified or holy is you are separated out of or be out of, taking out of.
神将我们从罪恶当中从属世属人的世界当中让把我们分别出来了。
Because God has separated us out of this world.
我们不再受到罪恶撒旦的控制和捆绑。
We're no longer under bondage or the control of Satan.
我们不再受到人和环境的限制。
And we're no longer restricted by the environment or men.
我们已经出了黑暗进入光明。
We are taken out of darkness and we have entered into light.
我们已经 从罪恶当中被释放出来。
And we've already been liberated from the bondage of sin.
我们不再是属人、属地、属事，我们今天是属神的。
And we're no longer of this world or this earth, but we are, we belong to God.
那刘长老最后的时候，要让我明，带领我明白一件事情。
And Pastor Alex also led us to understand one thing.
因为我们在主耶稣基督里面的身份是圣徒。
Because our identity in Christ is a saint,
所以神就告诉我们说，因为你的身份是圣徒，所以你的行事为人要圣洁。
So God tells us, because now your identity is a saint, then how you live your life should reflect that of a saint.
就像几周前我们在腓立比书第一章里面看到，我们的行事为人就要与主耶稣基督的福音相称。
We've read in Philippians, it says that how we live our life should,
be, in accordance.
Should be in accordance with
the gospel
of Jesus.
那一个圣徒，一个神的儿女，要怎么样行事为人才能圣洁呢？
So then how are believers to live their life so that it, they are... So that they can be called saints.
一个基督徒要怎么样能够行事为人，才能够呈现出我是神的儿女，我是蒙恩得救，我是有光明的人。
So how are believers supposed to live their life so that they can manifest that they belong to God and that they are children of light?
第四节到第九节就给我们一个指标。
Well, in from verse 4 to 9, it gives us that direction.
我们今天就来看这三方面的指标。
So let's take a look at these three points in the direction that...
那在我们去看这三方面之前...
Before we go through these three points...
我们需要保持的这个概念。
We need to keep this concept...
成圣或过一个圣洁的生活是一个基督徒的追求。
Sanctification or being holy is a pursuit of the pursuit of a believer.
是信徒要去努力的做到的。
It is something that we need to put effort into.
是我们在我们的生命当中生活上面需要展现出来的。
And it needs to be shown or manifested in our life.
啊，但是弟兄姐妹。这不是只凭着我们自己的意志和力量去做的。
But this is not according to our own will or strength.
这是神所赐给我们的恩典。
It is the grace that has given us by God.
这是神给我们的祝福。
It is a blessing given to us by God.
这是神使我们能够去经历到他的美善。
It's something that we can experience from God of his goodness.
所以一方面是我们要去努力、认真、定义去做。
So on one hand, it is something that we put our efforts into pursuing.
但是弟兄姐妹，当我们更认识、更了解神的心意的时候，
But once we come to a better understanding of God's heart,
我们就发现当神要求我们过圣洁的生活的时候
we'll realize, as God wants us to live a holy life,
同样是他应许给我们让我们能够经历到一个过圣洁生活的那种释放和那种舒畅
He also wants us to experience that liberating feeling of being free.
怎么样能够经历到神要我们是有一个结一个公义的这种属灵的果子
？And to bear the fruit of the spirit.
但是却是神让我们结出来的，而不是我自己努力做不到的。
And it is God enabling us to bear the fruit. It's not something that we can accomplish ourselves.
这叫做神的恩典。
That is what we call the grace of God.
很多时候我们在教会或者是在查经的时候，我们会在听到这个恩典这个词。
So a lot of times in church we hear of the term grace.
然后呢我们就会有一个概念，哦对啊，神的恩典，对不对？神的恩典。
So we would think, oh yeah, God's grace.
凡事都是神的恩典。
Everything is through God's grace.
我们的救恩是神的恩典。
Our salvation is God's grace.
然后呢我们开始了解什么叫做恩典的时候呢，我们就开始学习，哦原来恩典有一个定义。
And then we come to realize, oh, actually, grace has a definition.
恩典的定义我们就说是一个我们不配得不该得的好处，是我们没有付出代价却得到的一个好处。
And grace is something that was given to us when we didn't deserve it.
或者换一个角度就是说是父神对我们的一种钟爱。
Or in other words, it's a
special favor.
A special favor that God has for us.
Yeah. 不是我们该有的，但是因为他是我们的父神，所以他就钟爱我们。
So it's not something that we deserve or it's through our merit, but because of the favor that we have from God, God gives them.
那因为我们都知道嘛，我们得救是本乎恩，因着信，所以这是从神来的恩典，这是以弗所书二章八第八节所说的。
So we all know salvation comes through faith by grace. We all know that. That's what God says.
所以我们就说啊，我的救恩，我得救了，是神的恩典，感谢神。
So we always say, oh, we're saved because of God's grace.
那反正一切都是恩典，所以我们就说一切都感谢神，一切都是恩典。
So because everything is through grace, then we give thanks to our God.
可是呢，弟兄姐妹。在圣经当中，神所赐给我们的恩典不仅如此。
But in God's word, that's not all.
神所赐给我们的恩典，我们看到在定义上面，在圣经里面，我们看见的是，它包括了一个信徒在我们每日的生活当中，神所赋予给我们的一种能力和力量。
It is also an enablement or empowerment from God.
这是神特别赐给他的儿女的一种能力和力量。
And it's an enablement and empowerment only given to his children.
然后这个不是只是在思想上面、精神上面或者是概念上面有的一种哲学或者是一种理论。
It is not just a philosophy or a concept that we have.
这是一个能够在生活里面，在生命当中是可以经历并且能够呈现的。
It is something that can be experienced and manifested in our life.
这是实际的。
It is practical.
也是具体的。
And it is factual.
It's practical, it is real, and it is specific. 好，我们来看，我们来一起读第四节到第九节。
Let us read the passage from verse 4 to 9.
我常为你们感谢我的神，因神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠或是恩典，又因为你们在他的里面凡事富足，口才知识都全备，正如我为基督做的见证，在你们的心里得以坚固，以致你们在恩赐上面没有一样不及人的。然后等候我们的主耶稣基督显现，他也必坚定你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可责备。神是信实的，你们原是被他所召的，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
Verse 4 to 9, I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus.That in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是爱我们的。
Because you love us.
主，你在主耶稣基督里面将你一切的好处都赐给了我们。
Through your Son Jesus, you have given us all the goodness.
主，你在我们的生命当中赐下你的恩惠，赐下你的恩典。
And you've given us blessing and grace.
主，在我们当中，我们已经蒙恩得救的人，我们知道我们的救恩是从你的恩典而来。
Those of us that believe in you, know that our salvation comes through grace.
我们知道主耶稣基督在十字架上面为我们的罪受死，这完全都是你的恩典。
And we know that your Son died for us on the cross. It is your grace.
我们是不配得的。
We don't deserve it.
我们是也不可能为着我们自己的救恩，或者是自己生命的这个呈现，我们的努力能够在你的面前得到一点什么样的这个奖赏。
There's nothing that we can ever do or give that can earn us a reward from you.
但是因为你的爱，你却将你的恩典厚厚地赐下给我们。
But your love and your grace was bestowed upon us.
你不但在你的恩典当中呼召了我们来认识主耶稣基督，并且被他的宝血遮盖。
And in your grace, you have called us and have covered us with the blood of your Son Jesus.
你不但因着恩典使我们能够进入到你的面前。
It is through grace that we can come before you.
并且你在我们每一个人的生命当中，在我们每日的生活当中，你不断地赐下恩典。
And in our daily lives, you continue to pour out your grace.
使我们能够经历你的大能。
So that we can experience your great power.
使我们能够享受你的丰富。
And we can experience your abundance.
主，我们求你今天圣灵亲自与我们同在。
May your spirit be with us.
主，让我们能够更深刻的、更透彻的能够了解你的恩典。
So that we can have a better understanding of grace.
让我们因着对你恩典的认识，我们能够在生活当中经历到你恩典的富足。
And through the understanding of your grace, that we can experience grace in our lives.
一切都是为着使你的名得荣耀。
All this is for your own glory.
那一切都是使你的子民得祝福。
And all this is for the benefit of your people.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
一个信徒或说一个圣徒在生命当中要怎么样能够呈现出圣洁呢？
A saint or a holy person, how do they live their life to manifest that they are a saint?
那就是要在我们的生活当中，我们能够活出神丰盛的恩典。
Is through the living of our lives to showGod's abundant grace in our life.
保罗他从第四节里面他就说，我要感谢神。
In verse 4, Paul says, I give thanks to my God.
因为神在什么？在耶稣基督里面所赐给你们的恩惠。
Because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus.
保罗写信给哥林多的信徒们。
When Paul writes to the Corinthians,
事实上他写信给哥林多的信徒们，是因为已经有人来到他的面前告状说，哥林多的信徒、哥林多的教会没有照着神的心意在行事，在这个在生活。
And the reason that he wrote this letter is because someone has given news to Paul that the people, the believers in the city of Corinth, were not living a godly life.
他们说他们好像在这个讲解圣经或者是一个信徒该过的生活该走的路上面好像有偏差了。
And that they've been led astray or have gone astray in what God has commanded them.
可能曲解可能歪解了这个保罗当初的教导，并且这个圣经里面其他方面的教导。
And they've even
Deviated
from Paul's teaching of God's word.
可是当保罗在想到 这群信徒的时候，
But when Paul was thinking about these believers,
保罗看见他在福音和神话语的耕耘之下所带领出来的这群信徒，他看见的事实上不是他们的错误，或者是他们需要改进的地方，他先看见的是神在他们身上所展现出来的这个恩典。
But what comes to mind when Paul thinks about these believers is not their faults, but it is the grace.
他所看到的不是保罗带给他们的什么好处恩典。
What he sees is not what Paul has given them.
他也不是看见说这群信徒因为跟着哥林多的教会和他们的领袖有了什么样的好处，有什么恩典。
And it's not because of these believers that have followed any leaders in the Corinthian church that they are manifesting this grace.
不是人，不是因为你跟教会连在一起。他说我看见的是你们的生活当中，你们的生命上，我看见主耶稣基督的恩典。
But he is saying that when I see you, I see the grace of Jesus in your life.
这个是神所赐的。
That is what's given by God.
这是明显的。
And it is clear and obvious.
这不是观念上面有而已，这是看得见、接触得到的。
And it's not just a concept that we have, but it's something that we can see.
这是因为今天你的生命已经跟主耶稣基督联合在一起了。
And this is because your life has already been connected with Jesus.
所以一个不是属人，不是属事，而是属神的这种生命和能力已经进入到你的生命当中。
It is because the power of God has already entered into your life, so that you are no longer connected to man or this world.
而这个恩惠，这个恩典是富足的。
And this grace is abundant.
在第四到第九节这一段经文里面，我们就看到有三个很清楚展现的层面。
And through these verses, we can see that there are three points of regarding the grace of God.
弟兄姐妹，让我们用这三点。
Let us use these three points
作为衡量我们自己的一个标准。
As a standard that we can measure in our own life.
一个层面是我有没有在这个三方面，我的生命有没有呈现出来。
Using these three points, do I manifest them in my own life?
让我们衡量之后把它作为目标去做到。
After we measured ourselves against these standards, let us pursue and put an effort into striving for this.
但是同时，弟兄姐妹，我们要用这三方面来衡量我们是不是有在神的面前经历到他的供应。
And another way to measure this is through these three points, do we experience God?
我在我自己的生命当中，我有没有在这三方面体验到、体会到是神的双手在扶持着我？
And in my own life, do I experience God's hand uplifting me?
一个是衡量我们自己。
One is, measuring ourselves.
一个是衡量我们有没有走在主的心意当中，所以从主那边领受得到。
The second is measuring.
On the one hand, we use this to measure ourselves to see if we have done it. On the other hand, we measure if we have walked in the will of God, so we are receiving from God. 这是哪三个层面呢？第一。
What are these three points? The first one
是第五节里面所说的。
It is what verse 5 teaches us.
在凡事上丰富，在话语和知识上能够全备充足。
That in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge.
第二是第七节里面所说的，在恩赐上一无所缺。
Second point is from verse 7. So that you are not lacking in any gift.
Or the flip side is abounding in spiritual gifts. 然后第三点呢，是第八节里面所说的，在我们的信心上是坚定到底的。
And the third point is from verse 8. that he will sustain us to the end.
Yeah, that our faith is sustained and will be firm to the end. 弟兄姐妹，我们现在回来看第一点。
Let us return to the first point.
当保罗说，我在你们的身上看到神在主耶稣基督里面所赐给你们的恩典的时候，
When you see the grace that is bestowed upon you,
他就在第五节里面说，因为你们在他的里面，在主耶稣基督的里面，凡事都是富足的。
As long as you are in Christ, all that you have is abundant.
凡事都是富裕的，都是充足的。
It is sufficient and it is in abundance.
然后呢，凡事就是一切所有的事啊。
When it says all, it means all things.
那不是只是你对圣经上面的了解。
It doesn't just mean your knowledge in God's word, in the Bible.
不是只是讲到你生活上面的这个物质上面的供应。
Or the provision, physical provisions.
这不是只是讲到你一个人的智慧才能。
Or talking about your knowledge or your capability.
当圣经说凡事的时候，当神应许凡事的时候，就是一切所有的层面。
When God promises all, that means all things.
所以他说这个凡事上面能够看见你们的丰富或者说你们的富足，然后特别的他就说在口才或者说在话语上面和在你的知识上面都是全备的或者说都是完全的。
So here it says that in every way you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, and Paul here is saying in every way, in all things.
英文的翻译就把原文有一个很重要的一个动词的语气翻译出来。So the English translation does a very good job and is able to represent the tense of the original text that the Chinese translation unfortunately is difficult to make. 就是说在它里面凡事富足是一个被动词的语气。It's a passive voice.
So in verse 5, it's talking about a passive tense.
所以它不是只是说我描述你凡事富足，它是说你被神赐予恩典，使得你富足。So it is not just that you are rich, right? The tense shows that you have been enriched. You were enriched. It's a passive tense.It's not just that you're rich, but that it is through Christ that you have been made rich. You have been given the richness. 所以这个原文的动词上面就讲到你在他的里面不是说因为你在他里面你就富足，是因为他的缘故他将丰富赐予你，使你富足。这就看到这是神的恩典。
So that is what we call God's grace.
神的恩典在我们的生活当中可以让我们看到神所赐的我们就富足。
So what we can show is that the abundance that we have in our life shows God's grace is abundant in our life.
我们不足的地方神就会充满。
When we are lacking, God will fill us.
我们缺失的地方，神就会弥补。
Where we are lacking, He will fill us.
Yeah. And where we're broken, right? Where we're broken, He will repair. Where we're lacking, He will fill it. 弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
为什么当神告诉我们说我们凡事富足的这个观念上面是从我们的话语和从我们的知识上面看出来的。
So why does Paul emphasize here only on speech and in knowledge?
弟兄姐妹，当我们的说话和我们的这个和我们的知识受到神的智慧的掌管的时候。
So when our speech and our knowledge is under the control of God,
这个呈现出来给人看的不是一个讲话小心有口才的人而已。
It doesn't just show that the person is eloquent or full of wisdom.
是看到他在他的话语，他用他的言语，在与人应对的时候，你会看见除了人以外，有神的恩典的同在。
You can see that the way that they talk to people or speak to people, God is with that person.
你会看见这个人的话语，他开始真正可以建造一个人的生命。
You can see that what they speak can build up a person.
然后你可以看见借着这个人的话语，可以带领人来认识神的心意。
And through the person's speech, they can lead people to understand God's heart.
因为他是在主耶稣基督的恩典当中，他的话语受到了恩典的浇灌。
Because they have been enriched in their speech and in knowledge by God's grace.
我们对一个人的评价或对一个人的概念，事实上多半就是从这个人的说话，他的用词和他的态度，我们来认识这个人，是不是啊？
And when we usually make a judgment on a person, it's usually through the person's speech and how they speak.
我们对一个人有什么样的感觉，事实上多半是因为他们讲的话、用的字和他们的态度、语气，我们会对这个人产生一种感觉上面的反应，对不对？
And we'll usually have an emotional or a response through how the person speaks.
一个生命富足的人，
a person that has been enriched,
一个人，一个生命因为主耶稣基督的恩典而富足的人，他的话语，他的说话是带着主耶稣基督的恩典的。
A person that has been enriched by God through his speech, it'll show that he has been enriched.
当我们说话，这个语不，这个叫什么？词不择言，或者是态度不好的时候，因为我们没有跟主耶稣基督连上。
So when we have a bad attitude, when we speak to people, it's because we're not connected with Jesus.
我们来看箴言第九章第十节。
Let's take a look at Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
箴言是智慧的书信，一卷书。
Proverbs is one of the wisdom books.
箴言第九章第十节说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight.
一个人要能够敬畏耶和华，他需要认识耶和华。
A person that wants to respect and fear the Lord, he needs to know the Lord.
一个人要认识耶和华神，我们就要经过历到主耶稣基督的恩典。
And if a person wants to come to know Lord God, Jehovah, they need to go through the grace of Jesus.
你看到没？连一个人，连说话的呈现，都是神恩典所赐予我们的。
So a person's speech is through the grace of God.
你说今天我是圣徒，好，我了解观念上面身份，我是圣徒。
So speaking of saints, we understand that our identity now are saints.
我是一个蒙恩得救的人，我是有一个新生命的人。
I'm a person that has been blessed and given a new life.
哎，可是如果我的言语上面看不见主耶稣基督那边来的恩典，那我这个生命是真有新生命，我的这个生命真的是一个圣洁的生命吗？
But then in my speech does not reflect that, then you may question, well, do I really have the grace of God?
我有因为经历到主耶稣基督，神借着主耶稣基督所赐给我的恩典，所以我知道我在凡事上面，我从心灵当中，从我的生活里面，从我的物质上面，我所需要的一切我都充满了吗？
If I have been saved by God, is my life filled with God's grace?
啊，你看，这个就是可以来衡量我们自己了，是不是？
So that is a way that we measure ourselves.
可是同样，这不是衡量我们在神面前到底从神那边得到了多少。
But how much did we receive from God, really?
不但是说话语言上面是全备是丰富的，在知识上面也是全备的。
So it's not only that we have been enriched only in speech, but also in all knowledge.
说话看听得到看得见，知识看不见。
So speech you can hear, but knowledge you can't see.
可是你说的话，你做的事，都是跟你的知识有关系的。
But what you do and what you say is related to the knowledge that you have.
你怎么看事情？
How do you see certain things?
你怎么看人？
How do you see people?
你怎么想事情？
How do you think of things?
你怎么想人？
And how do you think of people?
啊，你怎么对事情有什么样的感受？你对人有什么样的感受？
What's your feeling towards this thing or what's your feeling towards another person?
这都跟你的知识有关系啊。
It's related to the knowledge that you have.
当我们知识有缺陷的时候，我们看事看人，对人对事的反应和感觉就会错误。
So when there's a lacking in knowledge, you may have a misunderstanding in how you see things or how you deal with people.
所以我们说话，我们的行为，我们做的决定，就没有带着神的恩典。
So the words that we say or the decisions that we make is not with God's grace.
就是有缺陷。
There is lacking.
然后就是负面的。
And is negative.
这不是，所以为什么我们常说一个基督徒过的生活不是只是朝一个正面思想就做得到。
That's why we say that Christians don't, is, well, we, when we do things, it's not just a...Or think of things, it's not just a wishful thinking.
如果我们的一个人的生命和心灵里面是空虚，是有缺乏的，是有缺陷的，是负面的，你外面再怎么样呈现，你改变不了这个人。
So if your heart internally you are negative, no matter how you represent or show your wishful thinking, it can never change the inside.
但是换一个角度来看，换一个角度来说，弟兄姐妹，当一个信徒的生命是充满着神丰盛的恩典的时候
，But when a believer is filled with God's grace in abundance,
当我们领受到神所赐给我们的丰富的时候
，And when we receive that abundance from God,
当我们的生命连接到主耶稣基督的身上
，And our life has been connected with Lord Jesus,
弟兄姐妹，很自然的，你在你的话语上面，你在你的知识上面，你就会长进。
Then very naturally you will mature in your speech and in your knowledge.
有一对夫妻是很好的基督徒。
There's one couple that are really good Christians.
爱主服事。
They love the Lord and they serve.
那有一次呢，他们就全家带着孩子，然后带着他们家的狗，然后去外州去看亲戚。
And one time, they brought their kids and their dog to visit relatives.
那一周之后呢，这个丈夫需要回去工作上班。
After a week, the husband needed to go back home because he needed to work.
那因为要上班呢，那但是妻子跟孩子要留下来。
Because he needs to work, the wife and the children stayed behind.
那因为先生要上班，所以狗就不跟着带回去了，所以狗也留下来。
So because the husband needs to work, the dogs remained.
那几天之后呢
？After a few days,
这个丈夫很高兴的送了一个图片给这个。他的太太
And the husband sends a very lovely picture to the wife.
这个照片上面是他们家后院的一片草皮。
And the picture was of grass field in their backyard.
然后他就说，你看我们家的这片草皮多漂亮。
And he says to her, look at how beautiful this field of grass is.
你看这绿油油的一片，然后一点黄色都没有。
It's...So green, and there's no other colors in this. No yellow. There's no.
这个太太收到这个简讯的时候
，So when the wife receives this image, and this message,
她是怎么样的反应
？What was her response?
这老公有什么问题啊
Does my husband have a problem?
Yeah. What's wrong with
What's wrong with my husband?
那草地当然是绿啊。
Of course, the grass should be green.
因为没有狗在后面吵，这个乱跑和撒尿。
Because there's no dogs running around ripping up the grass.
因为他不把狗带回去，狗要留下来让我顾，我要带孩子，我还要顾狗。
Because he didn't bring the dogs home, the dogs are with me now, with the children.
那是不是可能他们当初决定狗要留还是走的时候吵过架？
So is it because they had an argument before he left about the dogs?
那我知道弟兄姐妹们，你听到这里的时候，心里会想，这个也很自然嘛。我们家这都是这样子的嘛，是不是
？So you might be thinking, well, that's very natural in our own household.
常常发生。
And this happens a lot.
可是呢，一个属神的人就会想，我这样的一个反应，情绪上面、思想上面的反应，有没有神的恩典啊？
But a believer may respond and take a moment to think that is my response with God's grace.
可能这个太太的反应并不是错的。
And perhaps the response of the wife is not wrong.
丈夫要回去上班是了解，那你带着狗回去嘛？你上班的时候狗就把它关起来或牵起来，有什么大不了的
？So the husband should go home, maybe just take the dogs and lock them up at home.
为什么非得要把它留下来，让太太去照顾呢？
Why leave the dogs behind and have the wife take care of the dogs?
这不是对与错的问题，弟兄姐妹。
It's not an issue of right or wrong.
这个是当我们在看事看人的时候，当我们在说话在想事情的时候，我们是从人的层面，从肉体的层面，还是从神的恩典的层面来做？
So when we think about this, is it, are we using God's grace to think about this thing, or are we using just our emotions or our flesh?
因为很容易的，弟兄姐妹们，如果我们开始想，主耶稣所赐给我的是丰富的。
So if we start to think that what Jesus has given us is abundant.
事实上，老公本来上班就是辛苦，要他再天天去顾那个狗，也真的是不容易。所以我本来就是也愿意替他带的。
So the wife may think that because the husband works so hard, maybe it's okay if I take care of the dogs.
可能只是因为他说话的时候不体贴，所以我就心里面不高兴。本来就是愿意做的事情，但现在做起来就埋怨。
But it's something that maybe the wife should have done, but now she's bitter.
这是一个肉体，一个属人的一个反应。
That's a response of the flesh.
可是你要再去想。
Then you start thinking a little bit more.
老公花时间精力在弄那一片草，不是也是为了家庭的这个家庭的这个环境的美观，他在尽心尽力呢。
So the husband taking care of the grass field, isn't he also putting effort into beautifying the home?
他心里面很高兴回家了，把草地弄得漂漂亮亮，等到家人回来，孩子、狗、太太回来，可以好好在后院这个野餐，享受他的院子，这是他的心意。
So it may be his heart and to do something good for the family by taking care of the grass backyard so that when they return home, they can have a nice picnic in the backyard.
所以在神所赐的恩典当中，弟兄姐妹，我们的反应就会不一样。
So we may have different responses through God's grace.
因为我们的知识，我们看事情的层面就广了。
Because we may have a broader perspective when we look at things.
然后我们的反应，我们口里所说出的话就不同了。
So then our response and in our speech and in it might be different.
第一个回应是你头脑坏掉了吗
？The first response is, "What's wrong with you?"
你在那边弄草干嘛？我在这边辛苦带狗带孩子。
Why are you working so hard taking care of the field?
你在那边轻松，完全不顾我的这个感受。
While I am busy taking care of the children and the dogs.
你就可以想到这个先生本来兴高采烈的准备要得奖赏，结果被妻子一骂就泼冷水啊。
So you might be thinking the husband was thinking that he might get some praise for taking care of the field.
本来两个人是彼此思念的，后来就不讲话。
And the husband and wife, because of this, had an argument and stop talking.
可是今天呢，这个姊妹有神的恩典的时候，她就会说：“我虽然肉体有这样的反应，可是从神的充满和他的恩典带领之下，我看见丈夫的爱，我看见他的思念，我口里所说出的话可以是不一样的。”
So the sister today may have God's grace and have a different response, and see the love of the husband taking care of the field.
我很高兴可以替你带那些狗，所以你的草地可以变绿。
And I'm so happy to take care of the dogs so that you can take care of the green grass.
我赶不及的回去跟你一起享受你所照顾好的这片绿草。
And I can't wait to go home to enjoy that green field with you.
心里面自己也得了释放。
And in her heart, she's also liberated.
她就看到神供应她一个这么好的老公。
And she will see God has given her a great husband.
因为隔壁邻居的老公是专门不顾她草地的，整片就是黄色的。她有一个爱她草地的这个老公，对不对
？Because the neighbor's husband does not care about the backyard.
她就看见她老公一整天辛苦工作下来，下午回来浇了水、割了草，第一个就是把照片送给她。
She will see the goodness of her husband. First thing he goes home is to take care of the grass and send an image of the grass.
所以弟兄姐妹。神在我们生命当中的恩典是实际的。
So God's grace to us in our life is practical.
我们能够凡事丰富的。
So that in all things we are enriched.
就要在我们的话语，在我们的知识上面，我们要被他充满。
And we need to be enriched in by him in all speech and in all knowledge.
第二是在第七节里面所说的，以致你们在恩赐上面没有一样不及人的。
And then the second point is from verse 7 is that we should not be lacking in any gift or spiritual gift.
这个是和合本的翻译。
This is a translation, one of the translation, Chinese translations.
那他说你们在恩赐上面没有一样不及人。
That is saying that you're not lacking in any gift.
但是换一个角度来看，或者说这个新译本是说，让你们在恩赐上面是一无所缺的。
And in another translation, it says you're not lacking in any one gift.
Yeah, one way it says you're not left behind from others. The other one says you're not lacking anything. 可是从正面来讲，就是说你们的恩赐啊，你的恩赐是丰富的。
So in other words, what they're saying is that your spiritual gifts are in abundance.
弟兄姐妹，在一个信徒的身上
Dear brothers and sisters, in a believer's life,
恩赐是很重要的
Spiritual gift is very important.
因为一个属神的人就有从神的恩典当中所赐给我们的能力
Because through these spiritual gifts, God...Through His grace, has given us capability.
这不但是神的应许
It is God's promise.
这也是一个神的儿女在生命上面很自然的流露
And it is something that is very natural that flows out of a believer.
一个活着的人就是会呼吸
A person that is alive will breathe.
一个活着的人头发就是会长
And their hair will grow.
那你过去这五个月你就知道
You'll know during the past 5 months.
以前觉得头发长得慢，现在怎么天天头发乱？
Before, hair would grow out very slow, but now it's all
是不是
messy.
很自然的
It's very natural.
一个信徒，一个属神的儿女，很自然的就会有恩赐的流露。
A believer will very naturally have grace flowing out of them.
不会有一个信徒是没有恩赐的。
There is no believer without a spiritual gift.
而且当神赐给我们恩赐的时候，弟兄姐妹，他不是吝啬的，一点一滴的给。
And when God gives spiritual gifts, He doesn't give it sparingly.
当他给恩赐的时候，他不是有所保留、有所限制，然后有所这个好像是这个什么粮食配给的这样子慢慢给。他是丰丰富富的、多多的赐给你的。
And he doesn't give sparingly, but he gives it generously.
因为这是他的恩典
Because that is his grace.
因为他在主耶稣基督里已经爱了我们，已经拯救了我们，所以他将他的丰富完完全全的赐给我们。
Because he has given us our Lord Jesus, and he will continue to give in abundance.
格林多前书第十二章到第十四章，用三篇章的篇幅，很仔细的讲了属灵的恩赐。
And in chapters 12 to 14, such a long passage talks about spiritual gifts.
所以我们在接下来的讲道当中，我们会讲到恩赐。
So later on, as we continue to study the book of Corinthians, we will talk about this topic.
我们需要在一开始的时候，我们需要有一个明白和了解。
But today, as we're doing an intro, we need to understand this concept.
恩赐跟神所赐的恩是有区别的。
There's a difference between the spiritual gifts given and the grace that is given by God. Right?
在圣经里面，恩赐的希腊文是 charis, charisma.
So in the Greek language, spiritual gift is
charisma.
Charisma.
Charisma 是恩赐，而它的字根是 charis.
And the root word is charis.
Charis 就是 grace, 就是恩典。
And charis is grace.
所以在这里讲到的恩赐，不是只是讲神所赐给我们的恩典，是讲到神在他的恩典当中所赐给我们的能力。So when we talk about spiritual gift, or some translation simply says gift, this is a grace gift. This is not grace. It is a gift that God has given out of his grace. It is an enablement. It is an ability that God has given you as the children of God to live for him. Okay? Charisma 是恩赐。
Charisma is spiritual gift.
英文的音译就是 charisma.
Or some can refer
to... The English transliteration of charisma is charisma. 所以今天弟兄姐妹，我说今天就是今天的正道当中，我们需要有一个清楚的了解。
So in this morning's preaching, we need to have a clear understanding.
信徒都有恩赐。
Believers have spiritual gifts.
因为是神所赐的。
Because it's given by God.
是神赐给我们的生命自然的流露。
It is what's given by God and it'll overflow in our lives.
是神在基督耶稣里面所赐给我们丰富的恩典。
It is an abundant blessing or grace given by Jesus to us.
但是今天有些基督徒怕讲恩赐。
But today there's Christians that fear talking about spiritual gifts.
因为英文或者是这个英文把 charisma 变成所谓的一种 charismatic movement, 或者说转换成所谓的灵恩的运动，属灵的恩典，对不对？属灵的恩典的运动变成灵恩的运动，对他有一种怀疑，对他有一种惧怕。
Because people often associate spiritual gifts because of this root word charisma, that associates with charisma, and they think that it's related to a charismatic movement.
弟兄姐妹，圣经是讲灵恩的。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Bible talks about spiritual things.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Bible uses the word charismatic or charisma, okay?
圣经是讲属灵的恩赐的。And the Bible talks about spiritual gifts.
问题不在圣经。
The issue is not with the Bible.
问题在人。
The issue is with men or people.
有合乎圣经的灵恩，有不符合圣经的灵恩。
There is charismatic movement that is according to the Bible, and there's a charismatic movement that is not according to the Bible.
今天有些人曲解了圣经上面所讲到的灵恩，而用他们自己人的方式，为了他们自己人的利益而扭曲了这个灵恩的这个词。但是这并不表示我们需要认真的去明白神他的教导啊。
There are some people that have deviated from the teaching or the meaning behind charismatic movement according to the Bible because of their own, for their own benefit. But that does not mean that we should not pursue a correct understanding of the charismatic movement.
恩赐本身没有问题。
There's no issue with a charismatic movement.
Spiritual gifts. There's no issue about spiritual gifts.灵恩本身没有问题。
And there's no issue.
Yeah, there's no issue with spiritual gifts. There's no issue with being charismatic. Okay. 但是我们要去对它有正确的了解。
But we need to have the correct understanding between the two.
我给你们一个比喻。
I give you an example.
基督耶稣的教会。
The Church of Jesus Christ.
这是对的还是错的？
Is that true or is that false?
我们是基督的耶稣的教会吗？
Are we the Church of Jesus Christ?
是啊，圣经有没有说教会就是属主耶稣基督的？
Did the Bible say that the Church belongs to Jesus Christ? Yes.
可是今天耶稣基督的教会是摩门教的正式名称。
But the Church of Jesus Christ is the title given to the Mormon Church.
他们把这个名字登记了，注册了，耶稣基督与末世圣徒的教会。
And they registered this title, Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
可是他们是异端。
But they're a cult.
他们是人曲解了圣经的意义，强占了、霸占了这个基督耶稣的教会的这个名称。
And
they hijacked, right? And they robbed the usage of the name, the Church of Jesus Christ. 那我们会因为有人曲解了他、误用了他、仿冒了他，我们就不说我们是主耶稣基督的教会吗？
But because that title has been hijacked by a cult, then do we say that we can't call ourselves the Church of Jesus?
当然不会。
No,
that's not the case. 我们当然是主耶稣基督的教会。
Of course we're the Church of Jesus Christ.
因为圣经告诉我们我们是属于他的。
Because the Bible says so.
因为我们在我们的生命当中我们是跟随他的。
Because we follow him in our life.
所以同样弟兄姐妹。
So...Similarly,
因为神告诉我们，在他丰盛的恩典的呈现上，信徒是有恩赐的。
So in the manifestation of His grace given in our life, believers have spiritual gifts.
在他的恩典当中，他赐给我们属灵的能力。
And in these spiritual gifts that He gives us, He empowers us.
He empowers us because of His grace, which gives us the ability to live for Him and to serve Him. 所以这个恩赐弟兄姐妹，我们第一，我们有没有去追求？
So, are we pursuing spiritual gifts?
对不对？我们有没有去呈现？
Have we used them?
那第二，我们在这个恩赐上面，我们有没有看见是神的供应？
And have we seen...that these spiritual gifts are provided by God.
因为真正合神心意的恩赐，当在真正合神心意的恩赐
，because spiritual gifts that are given according to God's will，
在一个信徒的身上不是抬高他自己的能力。
Because in a believer, it's not to elevate or praise his own ability，
而是看见神永流不断的供应。
But it's seeing the abundance of God.Flowing through him.
一个恩赐越多的人
A person with many spiritual gifts.
一个恩赐这个越有影响力的人
A person that has
more impactful,
more impactful or influential spiritual gift.
是一个越谦卑的人
Is a person that is more humble.
是一个更能够带人到主耶稣基督面前的人
Is someone that can... Lead people to Christ.
不是一个会变成自高自大自傲的人。
It is not someone that will praise himself or be arrogant.
不会是一个把这个让这种好像只是会这个支持他，然后呢跟从他的人，然后将这些人围绕他自己身边的人。
He doesn't just only surround himself that with people that want to follow him or support him.
因为那就变成一种错误。
That, then that would be something in error.
好，最后第三点。
Final point.
在第八节里面告诉我们说，一个有经历、有得到神丰富恩典的人
，a person that has received God's grace，
他在信心上面一定是坚定到底。
His faith will be sustained till the end.
弟兄姐妹，同样的。这个动词啊，是一个被动的语气。
And again, this is a passive tense.
对，我们要紧紧地抓住主耶稣基督。
Yes, we need to hold on to Jesus.
对，我们要去 谨慎的以这个恐惧战兢的心去过一个神合神心意的生活。
Yes, we need to fear God and live a godly life.
但是这里面所讲到的坚固弟兄姐妹，不是这个人去坚固自己的信心。
And here, this sustaining of one's faith is not your own effort.
是主耶稣基督的恩典怎么样子？主耶稣基督的恩典坚定了你的信心。
It is through God, Jesus' grace that has sustained your faith.
信徒需要信神，需要有信心。
Believers need faith.
可是我们知道我们的信心是软弱的。
But we all know that our faith is weak.
要从信实的角度来说，我们人是不信实的时候多，而不是信实的时候多。From a human perspective, when it comes to the issue of faith or being faithful, human beings, we're prone to be unfaithful than we are to be faithful. 但是神是信实的。
But God himself is faithful.
而神的信实是永远不变的。
And his faithfulness will never change.
一个圣徒。
A saint.
一个圣洁的人。
A holy person.
一个属神的儿女。
Child of God.
一个经历到神恩典的人。
Someone that has experienced God's grace.
但我们要活出主耶稣基督这个丰富的恩典的时候，
And when we live out this abundance of grace,
就是我们看见我们对神的信心是坚定到底的。
Then we will see that we will have a faith that will sustain to the end.
我是一个永远不会放弃的人。
I'm a person that will never give up.
我是一个永远不会退步的人。
A person that will never take a step back.
但是我的坚持和我的定义不是从我自己而来的。
But that persistence and the sustaining is not from myself.
是从我的主耶稣基督，因为他恩典的流露，我才做得到。
And I can do all of that and sustain to the end is because of God's grace flowing through me.
一个是我们生命的呈现。
One is a manifestation in our own life.
一个是我们从生命，神那边所领受到的经历。
Another is the experience that we have in God.
弟兄姐妹，神从来没有应许我们，神应许我们有一个丰盛的生命。
God has promised that we would have a life full of grace.
但是God did promise us an abundant life. 神应许我们有一个丰盛的生命，但是神并没有应许我们不会遭到苦难的生命。
But God did not promise us a life that is smooth sailing, without suffering.
在我们人生当中有走平路的时候。
In our life, there are smooth roads.
也有走崎岖路的时候。
There will be
twisting and turning on our path.
Yeah, twisting and.
我们有的时候是昂声高唱的往高处行。
Sometimes we're on a high path or high road.
Yeah, we're full of excitement, singing praises, and we're going higher places. 可是有的时候呢，我们是跌跌撞撞的，我们在低谷里面蹒跚而行。
But sometimes we're walking in the valley.
但是不论我们的这个路程是如何，弟兄姐妹，我们的信心是不会被消灭的。
But regardless of where you are, your faith will not be
当我们生命平坦，我们在向高处行的时候，我们有喜乐的心，我们是与主同行。
So when our life is going great, we feel like we're very close to God, and we're walking with God.
我们知道他供应我们，他带领我们，我们凡事向他献上感恩，我们凡事依靠他。
And we know that He's with us, and we trust Him and rely on Him.
可是弟兄姐妹，当我们走崎岖路，当我们走坎坷路的时候，我们可能会跌倒。
But when we're walking on twisted roads or crooked paths, we may stumble.
你跌倒的时候，你膝盖抹伤。
And when you stumble, you may scrape your knees.
可能你跌得满，你整个脸都趴到地上去了，满嘴都是沙石。
And your mouth is full of dirt.
可是主耶稣基督的恩典与你同在。
But grace of God is with you.
主是在你的身旁，他是来扶持你的。
The Lord is with you and supporting you.
他给你水喝，他带你去休息，他替你疗伤。
He gives you water, he takes you to a place of rest, and he heals and restores you.
他将你所需要的一切给你。
And he will provide everything that you need.
他陪你等候。
And he's with you as you wait.
但是当你在恩典当中重新得力的时候，他就与你一同前行。
And through grace, once you've been restored, he will walk with you.
这是神丰富的恩典，弟兄姐妹。
That is the abundant grace from God.
这是你在生命当中能够经历的。
This is something that you can experience in your life.
这也是你在你的生命当中可以呈现的。
And this is something that can manifest, you can manifest in your life.
这是保罗在哥林多的信徒的身上看见的。
This is what Paul sees in the life of the believers in the city of Corinth.
今天时间已经晚了。
We're almost out of time.
我很想要把一首诗歌跟你们分享，但是我就不在这边用时间了。
I really wanted to share a hymn with you, but I don't have time.
你们今天下午，我盼望你们有机会去看这首诗歌。
This afternoon, I hope that you have time to look at the lyrics of the hymn.
很熟的一首诗歌。
It's a well-known hymn.
叫做《奇异恩典》。
It's called Amazing Grace.
弟兄姐妹，以前唱《奇异恩典》只是因为它旋律优美。
Before, you may like Amazing Grace because of the beautiful melody.
喜欢听别人有好歌喉的人唱。
And you like to listen to people with great voices.
弟兄姐妹，当我们今天更深刻的了解恩典的时候，
But as we come to a better understanding of grace,
我们回去看这首诗歌。
When we go back and look at the lyrics,
写这首诗歌的这位圣徒，他的名字叫约翰牛顿。
The saint that wrote the lyrics of this hymn is called John Newton.
这四节歌词当中是描写他对神的恩典的亲身经历。
And the four stanzas that he wrote is through the experience that he had with God.
这同样是我们今天每一位蒙恩得救的基督徒能够有的经历，弟兄姐妹。
And this is also the experience that every one of us as believers can experience.
培根，我们可以唱吗？那我们今天就用这首诗歌结束今天的聚会时间。
So we can end this morning's worship service with this last hymn, Amazing Grace.
奇异恩典。